Yeah, we could. Story. At the end of this first chapter, we could go a little while with P, or old man coming back to his hometown, Stockholm, whatever it's called in our story. And he's walking there on the street. It's a beautiful spring morning. People are on their way to work. But he's a pensioner. So he's a free man. And you see him walking there on the sidewalk. And then he says, "Oh, now I realize something. Bor bova svaha. Stola sharira, this and that. It all depends on our consciousness. And he sees the man walking there. And he looks tired. And he walks like, how to show that, I don't know. He walks a little machine-ish, stiff. And you can see that he's struggling. Carry that body moving. And then Pia can you see his body. Well, he first says that, you can see, it depends on how you see it. A machine made of matter, or energy, living energy in motion. Two panels there. The same person walking. Maybe it's he himself. We see him from the front or something. Or whatever, whoever. But in first panel we show just a physical machine-like body. Second one, we show the same person, but however it's going to be done. Expressed or illustrated or seen or shown as energy movement. And I think we can then illustrate the system of the chakras or the nadis and those powerpoints and the connections and the flow of electricity through the body. And all this heavy clay just washes off, and here I am. And yes, there are many people who have realized this and see it this way. And I guess it's those that we call angels. In human form, we're immortals, because really I am immortal and so are you. We just need to shift our consciousness from that awareness to this awareness. And then we'll start acting on that platform. And that's what the Chinese and the Indians and the old wise ones do and have been teaching us all along. This world is not a machinery. It's a flow and play of energy. And that play is directed and acted by us through our minds. And you can kind of show how now he is, there are these lumps of thick tama forms, or rather, again, perception of forms, that is tama-ish. And he's like freed. That was amazing. And then the lady, whoever by his side, looks a little like a nice to meet you. We should do that again sometime. Yeah. And you can see he's like, wow. He had some profound eureka moment, an insight here, an epiphany in the real way. And he may continue talking, but we could also put that in later, because, yeah. Many things fit into this. And then he goes to bed at night thinking about this, turns off the light, and then thinks about the monsters and the angels. Phew. I could even say, you know, and I read that in this age, when humans are so helpless, God appears, or has appeared. not to help the pious by killing the demons and monsters, but by killing the monster within each and every one of us, because we all have it in it, us. And yeah, or maybe someone could say that, and he could pass by a Harnam party and then to bed at night. This was a good day. Or maybe he will wait with his Harnam party. He's still in that small hometown, his childhood town. And he lays down there and thinks about the day. And well, yeah, he could think about that quote there from the Gita and you know, we all have the angel in us, and we just need to raise our awareness. Of ourselves, the way we actually are. And now he's looking a bit tired, and eyes are falling closed. We can illustrate how he falls asleep. That would be an interesting challenge. And then as he does, if we manage to do that, fall asleep and enter the dream world, then he sees there, from POV, from the perspective of someone like on a bed or on the floor in a room, a beautiful room. And along the walls of that room, there are beautiful people, male, female. They look godlike. But still humble and with crowns and all that, but just beautiful and loving, wise, but still simple, because they are in the Vrindavan mood. We will learn later, but he just sees the room from below there that way. You know, there are some Asian faces there. And I think we can pick most from Asian beautiful faces when we create these characters there. And I'm talking Chinese, Indian, and everything in between, so to speak. Because those forms lend themselves to look more celestial, which you will know what I mean if you look at very beautiful people of the Chinese and the Indian race, so to speak, the Han, or I don't know, let's not get racistic here, but racist here. but just visual clue, because I've seen actors and others, I mean, wow, a different level than Westerners, look a little bit brutish and stiff. Which they should also look in our story here. So he... He's like... And he's like looking up a little bit. His head is entering into a room where they actually stand. And he's like half there, half in his dream world. We can show this somehow or other. And they smile to him. And they say, "Rest in peace," or something like that. The flood of love. Is coming down the jewel road or something like that, and that's the end of that chapter, the first chapter.